Monday.
.1 FM Turmoil, music from the Plasmatics, three from them, in fact. They gave us a Butcher Baby, Fast Food Service, and a Monkey Suit. Let's see, the first and third from New Hope for the Wretched, and '94. And Fast Food Service was from Beyond the Valley of 1984. All these on Stiff Records. I was just saying, you know, the last time I played these things was like back in 1984, I think. So, digging out of the archives, the Turmoil archives, the Plasmatics there. Butcher Baby, Fast Food Service, Monkey Suit, a little farewell for Wendy out there. 9:05 on a Wednesday night, you're tuned to Turmoil, 2 hours of punk and hardcore from the U.S. and the world. My name is Steve Kreitzer, along with Jessica Rowe. Teron has the night off. He's taking it easy. He's not feeling too good. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, actually after the interview, we'll run down some show dates that are taking place the next few weeks, at least what I've got. One thing I wanted to mention is some of the music heard on Turmoil may contain lyrics offensive to some listeners. If you are easily offended, we suggest you turn off WUSB or tune to another station for the next 2 hours. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we've got the Concert Billboard. I don't know who's doing that now, but we got a new Concert Billboard person, so that'll be at 10 o'clock. Right after that, All Ages Show with Christina. She'll take you up until the midnight hour, and that'll pretty much do it. So, without further ado, see, I got everything set up here. Let's get on with the show.
Hello, this is Olga from the Toy Dolls, and you're listening to Turmoil.
Hey.
Come on, go let me in then.
Sorry, sir, members only.
You'd still be doing this 20 years ago when you started with Straw Dogs?
No, I thought I'd be doing it about 6 months or something, a year.
Did your parents support you in your efforts to like be in a band?
Yeah, you know, I think they supported us in whatever we wanted to do, you know, because we were so like ambitious and all that kind of thing at the time. I used to work in like in the garage, you know. And they, you know, I said to the fella in the garage, I'm going to pack in to start this group. No, no, it's a waste of time, waste of time. I would advise that not to completely rely on it, but to still go for it. It's the hardest kind of business, next to acting. Any kind of the arts, performing and all that kind of, it's really, really difficult.
Within the last 20 years, have you had a time to break?
Nah. It's constant touring. As soon as the touring's finished, then you're writing again. As soon as the writing's finished, you're rehearsing, then you're recording. And as you're in the recording studio, the agent's putting together a tour, so it's just continuous all the time. But there's no extensive touring. We need as much time to like write the album, or we'll just never get it written. You know, you really have to discipline yourself and get on with it.
There's ever been a point since you've gone through so many different bassists and drummers until you found Marty in 86 and you've like wanted to call it quits?
No, not yet. But as soon as we get to that stage, we'll just stop, you know. But we won't stop and then like start again. You know, I like to stop and close the door and that's it. You know, we'll never stop and split up for a few years and start again. It's pointless. But the audience will know when we are sick, you know, because the audience is very, very wise. They can tell when you're not enjoying it. So at that point, it's just best just to split up.
These computer games, me, Mega!
for long.
That won't stop me.
Do you have like a computer at home?
I was addicted to it for a year. That's how I started writing the LP.
So you're aware of all the like toy dolls on official sites and
everything?
Yeah,
I saw a few of them. Yeah.
Do you support those?
Yeah, of course.
Is there any going to be an official toy doll site?
There is. Yeah, the record company's going to set up one.
You've been mostly
Queens is on the island.
English labels. Is there any reason why like an American label hasn't picked you up? Is that it?
They just have.
Why? Any reason why you think it's taken so long?
I think we've got such a little tiny audience, you know. Record company kind of sell many records with this kind of band. It's like a live band. Mm-hmm. That's all I can think.
Do you feel kind of insulted to be opening up for like No Doubt last year? Here's a band that's only been together a few years, and you guys have been around forever.
I don't think this makes any difference. They were fantastic, to be honest. You know, I wouldn't buy one of their records, but they put on a really, really good performance. Completely different thing altogether. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really pleased with them.
Do you get that audience interaction playing those big arenas compared to like a CB's?
No, not for us. We're better in a smaller place. It doesn't matter what people wear, they come to our gigs, you know, you don't have to be like a punk or a skinhead or whatever, you know, there's no uniform. We're like people that like have a laugh with us. Not at us, but with us kind of thing.
Way behind, he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man picking on a guitar, playing hot, and the devil jumped on a hickory stump and said, I tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, I'm a guitar player too, and if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play a real good guitar, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet guitar gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, it might be a sin, I take your bet, you're gonna regret, I'm the best that's ever been. Your soul. loosened up his pick. He strummed the pick across the strings and made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. We'll be right back.
blood to bleed, infested with regret. What have I done? Just one moment, just one time, like they said, drifting through her fingers is that fine. Relinquish power, if only she could travel back and freeze that moment and get one more chance. On the wall, he hears another band play just another song as the light leaks out the back door upon his broken world.
What have I done?
There's no escape, there is no restitution for the vacancy that has consumed his life. Unforgiven, time can't make his mark behind a battered soul, his absence has no end.
To the man at what he's done, can I do what he's done?
.1 FM Turmoil, music from the Boyles. That was 2 minute warning, and that's from their 45 Anthems from the New Generation. The Boyles started off with Undergirl. They gave us Trade. The Subversives gave us Locked Away. Human Beings with Me from a split they have with the Bar Feeders, and the Boyles with 2 minute warning. Undergirl, the Subversives, Human Beings, Boyles here on Turmoil. 9:25. Here's a quick look at some shows taking place the next few weeks. On Friday the 17th, at the St. Edward's Church in Syosset, Willis, 23 Skidoo, Step Lively, Focus, Channel 59, Contra, Close Call, Oblique, Social Deformity, Sprout, Cross Threat, Sky Came Falling. That's 12 noon, $6 to get in. If you need information, beep this number, 786-7614. Also on Friday the 17th at Deja One in Mineola, 6 p.m. show, $8 to get in. The taping for a double CD, the live record show, they're calling it, with Indecision, Millhouse, Kill Your Idols, Cleanser, Arkham, Pacifier, Inhuman, Two Man Advantage, Reach, The Movie Life, The Last Crime, Home 33, plus some other bands. Check that out. Sunday the 19th at the Lindenhurst VFW Hall, $6, 3 p.m. show, Millhouse, Ink and Dagger, and Kindles, Metro Shifter, and Judas Factor. Tuesday the 21st at Deja One, Coalesce, Motive, The Last Crime, Knives and Green Water. Sunday the 25th and Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th at Tramps in Manhattan, 9 p.m. show Saturday, 7 p.m. show Sunday, $12 to get in. No Effects, Bouncing Souls, and High Standard. Saturday the 25th in Rice, Minnesota at the Rice Village Hall, the Midwest Oi Fest with Riot Squad, Degeneration, Brass Tacks, Capital City Patriots, Krabs, Palookas, District 13, many, many more. 12 noon show, $10. Call Jeremy at 320-393-2370. That's all I've got. I would tell you to go check the website out, but the concert date, listing date on the website has not been updated recently. We're going to try to work on that. If you want to check out the Turmoil site, it's www.wusb.org/turmoil. There you get playlist of what was played on the show, links to other sites, label sites, band sites, fanzine sites, and other assorted sites. We're checking those out as we go on, and hopefully sometime in the next 2 weeks or so I'll get on and start updating the concert listing site. The Turmoil mailing list, I don't know about that. I'm gonna have to talk to Ron, but I don't think that's gonna continue on. Seems like me and Ron and Jessica are the only ones writing anything on that, and it's kind of just I just don't have the time if nobody else is going to be contributing to that, so we're going to see what happens there. But mostly we'll probably just dedicate more to the website and maybe try to get some interviews on there, and photos and whatever else we can dig up. So, because I have a really extensive photo collection from the 80s, so we'll try to get that in there too.
Young Steve pictures?
Not of me, no. Of some other band. Well, you've seen that young picture of me out in the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Jessica's here, and she's going to do a set while I go calm down. And what have you got for us now?
Three deep breaths. Oh, okay. We've got the Wimpy Dicks with Dig Me here on Turmoil.
I broke my mom's back just to do me some crack. I broke my daddy's spine just to do me a line.
I'll choose
Okay, and that was Aggression with Rat Race off of their album called Don't Be Mistaken. These guys are, I guess, according to Steve, have been around for a while. And I'm not sure, is this new stuff or old stuff?
It's re-release of old stuff.
Re-release from old stuff. Started off the set with the Wimpy Dicks with Dig Me. After that, we had Tilt off of Physical Fatness, Fat Music Volume Number 3 with, it was Tilt with Partial Birth. After that was Hatebreed off of the East Coast Empire compilation with Before Dishonor, and then Aggression with Rat Race here on Turmoil.
Okay, we're going to head to Oakland now for this band. They're called Wet Nap, and they have a 45 out on New Disorder Records. We're going to hear Sorry, You Are Not an Instant Winner. Wet Nap here on Turmoil.
To be one act of goodness.
The question is whether or not this technique really makes a man good. Goodness comes from within. Goodness is chosen. When a man cannot choose, he ceases to be a man.
Destroy! None of my friends are gone! just like in that movie. I feel just groovy. What I know could just be washed away. Hey, away, hey, away, hey, away, hey, away.
Look at those disgusting trees stealing my oxygen. Oh, I can't stand this scenery another minute. All natural forests should be turned into housing developments. I want cement covering every blade of grass in this nation. We'll be right back.
90.1 FM Turmoil, music from the Bristles, and that was Going Backwards from their latest release, Lifestyles of the Rich and Unknown. Started off with a Wet Nap. They gave us Sorry You Are Not an Instant Winner. Not Shirley. Sorry You Are Not an Instant Winner. Ignorance Park after that with Removed. The Rat Bastards gave us Environmental Pollution from their 45. The Bristles ending it all up with Going Backwards. Wet Nap, Ignorance Park, The Rat Bastards, and The Bristles here on Turmoil. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we've got All Ages Show with Christina. She'll take you up until the midnight hour. Right now, as we mentioned earlier, we've got the new Fugazi CD. It's called End Hits. Let's throw that on right now. This is called Five Corporations from Fugazi here on Turmoil.